At a recent Topeka debate on KTWU, this question,
is it the role of the Secretary of State to increase voter turnout,
revealed that the Republican candidate Scott Schwab and Democrat Brian McClendon disagree fundamentally about what the job they're running for even is. Here's Schwab of Johnson County.
The Secretary of State can't make people vote, and I can't change people's hearts. All I can do is make sure it's a good experience when they do go vote.
Not so, says McClendon. This summer, a federal judge ruled that the current office holder, Kobach, unconstitutionally blocked tens of thousands of people from registering to vote.
The Secretary of State should be working to do more to promote voting. We were able to register 20,000 people on your mobile phone in 3 minutes.
McClendon is a former vice president of Google from Lawrence. He launched an app that lets voters register on their smartphones and sign with their finger. Ideologically, he's Kobach's opposite. Schwab is politically in line with Kobach. He spent more than a decade in the legislature, where he helped usher in changes like the voter registration law that was declared unconstitutional. But while Kobach is a Fox News regular, a Breitbart columnist frequently in the thick of controversy,
that's not Scott Schwab.
Political scientist Michael Smith at Emporia State University.
He's more sort of a quiet, get it done kind of a conservative.
Schwab says you won't see him pushing much policy if elected. He'll focus on giving the county clerks who run polling places what they want, training, better written guidelines.
People just want a Secretary of State who's going to do that job. We're just going to do that job. We're literally going to be the Secretary for the state of Kansas. We're going to make sure our results and our elections are trustworthy. And then on the business filings, we're going to make sure your data is secure.
Business filings are a big part of the Secretary's job. McClendon says he'll use his tech savvy to make jumping through government hoops less frustrating.
We're not making it easy on businesses. Literally, information is faxed around the state. I know how to build systems that do this. I built Google My Business, which handled the data for 100 million businesses.
And on voter registration and turnout, MIT puts Kansas in the bottom half of states. McClendon says that's not good enough. Ashlyn Johnson of Baldwin City drops by a voter registration table at Johnson County Community College to make sure she's signed up.
Yeah, it's going to be my first time able to vote, so that's exciting. That's
really McClendon guides her through the process on a tablet as she orders an advance ballot. He helps at drives like this, where voters register on his app.
So now it's just saying, make sure your signature looked good.
But here's McClendon's challenge. Johnson, like many Kansans, didn't know who McClendon was, or that he was running for Secretary of State.
These down ballot races, have you heard much about them? I haven't actually heard much about them, but like
the Democrats haven't won the Secretary of State's race since 1949. Washburn University political scientist Bob Beatty says the party only wins statewide offices when conditions are ripe. One of those, getting lots of attention. Sitting in his office, Beatty explains Schwab's challenge by pulling a pollster's report out of his filing cabinet.
Yeah, so Remington asked, what is your opinion of Chris Kobach?
Less than 40% said they liked him. Kobach can win the governor's race with a minority, but Schwab, he's in a two-person race.
You know, essentially, if he's paired with Kobach, in people's minds, he can lose this election.
Even if Schwab is promising a return to the type of Republican who just got the job done without being a lightning rod. For McClendon, it's the opposite. He needs people to see Schwab as a Kobach sequel. Kobach's tenure included lawsuits, voting machine woes, system passwords shared in emails, a contempt finding for disobeying a federal court. Governing Magazine has declared the Schwab-McClendon race a toss-up, with Schwab as the favorite, but McClendon a true threat. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yobis-Jepson in Topeka.